with Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Wednesday, the Reeve REA Power Generating Plant was officially designated as Iowa's 29th National Historic Landmark in a ceremony held at the Plant Museum south of Hampton. Originally known as the Reeve Power Generating Plant, the site was the first facility west of the Mississippi River to provide electricity to rural homes under Franklin D. Roosevelt's 1935 Rural Electrification Act. Franklin County Historical Society Board Member Rick Whalen gave a historical overview of the plan and recognized those who helped achieve the distinction. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig was on hand to talk about the importance of the designation and why the history of the plan is significant to not only Franklin County, but the state of Iowa.
This was about the rural electric cooperatives, right? This was where the investor-owned utilities, it didn't make business sense for them to electrify rural America, to go to the end of the line and connect the last farm. So it was the cooperative model that came together to allow for this kind of generation. And for the first time, lights went on farms in the area. And we were talking with several folks here about what that meant. Imagine the washing machine going electric. Imagine the milking equipment being electrified for the first time and what that could have meant for labor-saving, quality of life. So the fact that this was the first REC to secure the loan to create this type of generation facility. And there aren't that many in Iowa, and there aren't that many that celebrate rural progress as well.
Darwin Meyer is a member of the Historical Society and says he's helped preserve the building for over 20 years.
Several years ago, this was put on the historical places in Iowa. Well, the National Landmark designation through the National Park Service is a whole different ballgame. And we hired a grant writer, Alexa McDowell from Des Moines, to help us write the grant. And it was a four-year process of getting all the paperwork and documentation. If this was actually the only facility left in the country and the story that had to be written up to the National Park Service on it, it was just a wonderful process to be involved with.
For more information on the Reeve REA Power Generating Plant, you can visit franklinrec.coop. Again, that's franklinrec.coop. Winnebago Industries plans to close two manufacturing facilities in northeast Iowa. The Iowa Workforce Development's Worker Adjustment and Retraining website shows the company has informed the state that 77 employees will be laid off at the Waverly facility on September 8th, with 18 being laid off at the Charles City campus on that same date. An additional 26 will be let go when the Charles City plant fully closes on December 12th. In a statement released to the media, Winnebago says they are working to streamline their operations by moving production from the two plants to their Forest City and Lake Mills locations. They say the decision follows a comprehensive assessment and reflects the company's proactive response to optimize their manufacturing footprint, enabling them to enhance operational efficiency and align production with consumer demand. The announcement comes after Winnebago announced in May that they were laying off almost 200 employees at all four of their North Iowa facilities. The Rowan City Council this week discussed the latest on replacing the roof at the Rowan Events Center. The city will be receiving about $30,000 towards the project from insurance, and the Iowa River Players stated they have up to $80,000 in their funds that can be put towards the work. The estimated price tag to replace the roof is over $91,000. The Rowan City Council then approved a contract with Siblings Roofing of Belmont to do the roof replacement. Also, Abby Schoening was named Franklin County Fair Queen Thursday. Schoening is a daughter of Dave Schoening and Dacia Schoening and is finishing her junior year at West Fork and Schoening on being named Fair Queen in 2025.
I'm so excited to get to serve the Franklin County community here. I love the people and I hope that I get to learn a lot from this community and grow as a person. I am so grateful to get to work with such a great group of girls. I could not have asked for better candidates to run with. I had so much fun at all of the parades that we went to and everything leading up to this day here today, and I hope I get to hang out with them a lot more at Fair this week.
Franklin County Fair runs through Sunday in Hampton. Stay tuned. Local weather, funeral announcements are next. Brian Fincher for Radio On The Go News.